Hello and welcome again. This is Vicky of Your Life and God Podcast, and we are so glad that you are joining us again to listen to today's conversation, a conversation that is needed in this day because of perhaps the modern take of the necessity to understand or the need to obtain the Word of God. So thus, our episode is entitled, The Bible. Should I read it? That is a question for each of us. Let's begin with a little historical background. Is the Bible necessary? And what is it? There's so many texts which begin, unlike the Bible, many begin in a world far, far away. That's an indication that that particular novel may be based on mythical imagery. Contrarily, and most importantly, out of all texts that we may decide to read, philosophical or not, the Bible is one that each of us should obtain. And thus, let's begin with a prayer. Please pray with me. Father, who art in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that your Spirit lead and guide each one of these listeners. Not only that you may touch their hearts on the need and the necessity to obtain a Bible. It is our prayer, Father, as each of us respond differently, that you would lead each one of us as to which version to read. For some suggest the King James were written in the Old English language, and some perhaps like the Living Translation, more of an easier read. But we ask that you lead and guide each listener. Because in the beginning, your word was used to bring forth your creative design. And John chapter 1 lets us know that in the beginning was the word, which is capitalized, beginning with a capital W. And it referenced that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same is that which was in the beginning. He. That word that was used to bring forth your creation is Jesus Christ. But it is the same living our life. Because your word brings life. That each of us would want and need to obtain. We're not saying that this leads to any specific type of enlightenment. But, Father God, it is our prayer that the obtaining and the studying and the equipping or the enlightenment of the Holy Ghost, if one has not been, we pray the acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thus believing that any individual who does not know or has not been baptized with your Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, that they will be baptized upon the cry of their hearts. These things we ask in Jesus' name, Father, amen. So let us begin. The reason why we brought up the word, because the Bible is a book, but more so, it is a letter that was compiled based upon the desire of the one and true living God, so that his creation, whom he delights in, man, may have an indication and be thus pricked or enlightened of who he is. And it also contains answers. So let's begin. What is the Bible? How did it begin? First and foremost, 2 Timothy, which was written as an encouragement to the young preacher to continue on in the gifts that he was given, to indicate and share with him that it was taught in the scriptures. But most importantly, it shares with us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. As a summary that begins in verse 15. That all scriptures were given and written as inspiration of God. Now, what does that mean? Inspiration means that the writer was compelled to write, the writer was compelled to share, the compiler of the writings were compelled to put them in this book. And what exactly does the Bible contain? The Bible contains historical events about humanity. It does not contain all historical events. It contains events that are true events, historical events that have occurred over the time of civilization. It begins explaining, as the Word of God, how God created, based upon his wisdom, all things. It contains Old Testament, which means Old Covenant. And in the Old Testament, there are various covenants along the way that God entered into with several individuals. And it has been the premise of this podcast. The biblical framework for salvation was unfolded over the centuries of civilization, through God revealed either in visions or real life presence to individuals, whereby oracles were given to man, which is also part of the Bible, specific words given or instructions to man through a messenger. The Old Testament, many refer to them as scriptures. It is our intent that the entire Bible are and can be considered scriptures, a synonym for the Word of God. And because it was inspired, breathed upon, meaning that same life that was spoken, that creation was spoken into manifestation, that same life was given or breathed upon or is in existence in the Word of God, which are the scriptures. 2 Timothy expresses that. Written by Paul, of course, inspired by God, that says all scriptures were given for reproof, meaning correction, and most importantly, instruction into righteousness. And righteousness is what leads us from the Ten Commandments, the law, into the righteousness of God, Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, the text written to, the letter written to the Hebrews, Chapter 4, as it begins to explain how can Jesus represent, and again, he fulfilled all the law, and he is the righteousness of God. He's the righteous one. He's God himself that appeared in flesh and blood. But this particular verse, and chapter 4 states that the Word of God is quick, meaning it's alive, and sharper than any two-edged sword, meaning that it can correct you, it can discipline you, and it can also reveal the intent of your heart. As a matter of fact, it says that the Word of God is a discerner of the intent of man's heart. So the Word of God is alive. That's what inspiration was breathed upon. That's why it's so important for us to read it, to obtain it under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to continue to lead and guide us in our studying. And most importantly, before we study, to pray to receive. Because it was mentioned before that this book can be taken from out of context and used to judge. And of clearly, Jesus says, judge not. And secondly, it says that we were already condemned, meaning that under the law, anyone who sinned, which we were born into, unless they become righteous, which we do when we accept Jesus Christ, we become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And again, 2 Timothy mentions the purpose of the scriptures is one not only to teach us, but to correct us, to reprove, as for reproving, meaning it stands as truth, but importantly, it also is to instruct us in righteousness. And then to the Hebrews, because the Word of God was given by Moses, the Ten Commandments were given. But also, while he was spending 40 days with God on the Mount, he was given the first 5 books, which were written down And then everything else was by, written by the scribes and shared by oral tradition. And then the rabbis talked based on particular seasons and moons and the leadership and the guidance of God, which teachings they would teach so that the people would grow wise and prudent in their life, and most importantly, in justice and equity. So that is another reason why God left this book for us. It's the same reasons of the Ten Commandments, which fundaments, solidifies our relationship with God, that He is to be placed first, our relationship with one another, and then our understanding upon our dependency upon the one and true living God. This is the significance of life for every human being. And then the book, the letter that Paul had written to the Hebrews, oh, it contains so much. But then chapter 5 begins to say, okay, let's move on into the further understanding, not in the simple things that that continue on of faith and laying of hands and of the cross, things like that. Let us move on into maturity. And that maturity is become, meaning that we are now skilled in the word of righteousness. Again, that lines up with what 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says. So we express in the name of Jesus that each of us not look at this as one optional thing, but it is indeed necessary for us to begin to understand and hear the voice of God, and how, if we don't read and study and hear the word of God, for our faith to increase, for us to begin to understand the attributes of God. But the premise is that the word of God is alive. And that's how, as we accept Jesus Christ and in a relationship with him, we become more and more embodiments and an image that will be fully revealed in him. And until the next time, it is our prayer, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scriptures were given by inspiration for correction, for reproof, and instruction into righteousness. Till the next time, sharing God's blessings. Please allow the Spirit of God to guide and direct, the Word of God to build you up, and you become rooted in Him, ever growing into the knowledge of the truth, being able to stand as a tree firmly rooted in the ground until time for our Lord to gather all of us together. Till the next time, sharing God.